Hello, it's Ritual Sunborg, Great American Four. It's December 6th, and we are south of South Africa. Our position is 40 degrees, 15 minutes south, and 22 degrees, 55 minutes east. So passing the 20 degree east longitude line today is significant because it goes right through Cape Agulhas, which is the southernmost tip of South Africa, so that's regarded as the entrance of the Indian Ocean. Now, closely followed by Alan Rura and Endo Coining, had an email exchange with both Alan and also Pieter Narema, the Dutch sailor, who is a little bit further back but coming on strong, just to welcome them all into the Indian Ocean, and they're going faster than we're going, so they'll be here right upon us pretty soon. Today, a depression went by to the south, and we got the extended front up to the north, and it was more severe than anticipated, and we got caught out in a squall with two reefs on the Sentinel Janneker, and it was quite serious for a period of time at 48 knots of wind, and boat speed actually hit over 30 knots, completely out of control, like a submarine, really. And we were very lucky to not damage anything, or we haven't found anything that we've damaged yet. The fractional Janneker, which is the main sail that might have been damaged, we had to roll it up in that wind, seems to be okay. We haven't rolled it out yet again, but the roll itself looks even, and you would imagine that if there was some damage to part of the sail, that in fact the roll would be not quite so uniform. So we're just fingers crossed there. We're thinking of our friend Kido de Pavant, who's up ahead, who had a collision with a submerged object today, and it essentially shattered the keel box, the keel mechanism that holds the keel onto the boat. And it's hanging on now by the hydraulic rams. And there's apparently a French Navy ship going to get him. Guido's a great guy, super friendly, and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean 55 times, unimaginable. So experienced, and just had that piece of time, very bad luck, hit something in the water. It's really a reminder that it could happen to any of the boats, something like that. In fact, when we had our first boat for the 2008 race, I sailed it back to the U.S. and had a collision with an object like that. It sheared off one of our dagger, or sheared off our single dagger port, and sheared off one of the two rudders that we had. So there is three in the ocean for sure, and you just have fingers crossed that you don't run into something at a pretty high speed. Anyway, that's it for today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American Four off there.